Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins the Braisa Tun Rabbanan, and we're focusing on, yesterday, as you'll recall, we had lots of discussion about Yonta falling out on Friday, the Gabe Hilchois Eruve Tafshilin, Eruve Techumen, Eruve Chatzeroit. Now we're moving on the calendar from Yom Tov falling out on Friday to Yom Tov falling out on Shabbos. So it says the Braisa, Tanya Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos. Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide. What's the din? The Gabe, the Tfilos. Be'Shami Oymer Mispal Shmoina, Oymer Shal Shabbos B'Fnei Atzma, B'Shal Yom Tov B'Fnei Atzma. Be'Shami says, you have a Shmoina Esri of 8 brachos. Now remember, Rabbi Yisai, the general structure of all Shmoneh Esrei throughout the year is you have the 3 brachos at the outset and you have the 3 brachos at the end. You always start with Baruch Atah Hashem and you end off with Hakel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh, but those are the first 3 brachos. And then you have the last 3 brachos, which start with Ritzeh and go until HaMavaruch HaSam Yisrael Bar Shalom and then L'Kayin Tzar, etc. So, 3 beginning, 3 at the end. In the middle, throughout the week, according to the original Takon of Chazal, we had 12 brachas, starting with Atachonein and ending off with Shemea Tefillah. So, the 3 plus the 3 is 6, plus 12 in the middle, we have 18. And then, as you know, in later generations, they added Vela Malshinim because of the Malshinim, because of the bad guys. So that became bracha number 19. And that's all we have, although we call it Shmoneh Esrei, technically it's 19 brachas. But that's during the week. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, typically we don't have 12 or 13 brachas in the middle, we only have 1 bracha in the middle. Friday night, Atah Kiddushta, Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe, Mincha, Atah Echad, Mishimcha Echad, we only add 1 more bracha, we of course end off Mekadesh HaShabbos. Same thing as on a regular Yom Tov. On Yom Tov night, Yom Tov day, Yom Tov mincha, you have 1 additional bracha, and that, when I say additional, besides the 3 and the 3, you have the Atah B'Chatanu, which ends off Mekadesh Yisrael Bahazman. So that's well known to everybody. Now what happens if Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide? How do you take care of the Shabbos bracha and the Yom Tov bracha? Says Beishami, no problem. You have 2 separate brachas. The Shabbos bracha will be Yechvay Shabbos in the morning. We'll say Yismach Moshe Matnas Chalkai. We'll end off Mekadosh Shabbos, and then we'll have Atah B'Chatan Mikol Amim Vatitel Lanu Es Yoyim Chag HaSukkos says that, or whatever Yom Tov it is. And then we'll end off Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. So we'll have 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, 2 in the middle, 8 brachas altogether. Beisil Amram, no, Mispal Sheva. You only have 7 altogether. Maschul b'shul Shabbos, you're going to start off with Shabbos, u'mesayim b'shul Shabbos, and you end off with Shabbos, v'oyim b'kiddusha se'yoyim be'emtza, and you say kiddusha se'yoyim in the middle. Now on the surface, this sounds like that you start off with, again, Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe, you end off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos, and somewhere in the middle, you squeeze in a reference to Yom Tov. And in fact, that's how Rashi seems to learn. If you look at Rashi, Maschul B'Shul Shabbos, Rashi at the very top, Brocha Achas L'Shneim, you merge the 2, Shabbos and Yom Tov, into 1, U'maschul L'Hazkir Shabbos Tchilah, and in referring to Shabbos and Yom Tov in the middle, you start with Shabbos first. What is Shabbos first? V'atitel lanu es yom ha-menucha zeh. That's not our custom to say yom ha-menucha. We say v'atitel lanu es yom ha-shabbos zeh, and then v'es yom chag ha-matzah zeh, chag ha-sukkah zeh. And so we combine the 2, u'mesayim ha-bracha b'shol Shabbos mekadosh Shabbos v'sulay, and you end up Baruch Atah Hashem mekadosh Shabbos, done. It doesn't say clearly in Rashi how you begin, whether you start Yismach Moshe or you start Atah B'Chatanu, but when it comes to reciting both Yom Tov and Shabbos, we say like we do, v'atitelonu es yoyim ha-Shabbos, is it? And then you continue on this yoyim, whatever the Yom Tov is, this yoyim chag plonyeza. However, what we do see clearly from Rashi is that the ending of this middle bracha ends off Mekadosh Shabbos, and that's it. We don't make reference to the fact that it's also Yom Tov. And on this point, Rebbe comes to disagree. Back to the Braisa. Rebbe Omer, Af choysim ba, no, make sure you end off with Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. And therefore, bottom line is, Rebbe Yisrael, that of course is our custom. We take Beis Hillel, that we have only one bracha in the middle, not two brachas in the middle. And in the bracha, we start off with, not we start mamash at the beginning, but when we begin reciting about Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say, Vatita lanu, we say, my Shabbos is there. V'esyoim chag, Asukas is there, etc. And then we finish off and continue till the end. Baruch ato Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael v'Azmanim. And then we say, Ritze. Fine. Toni Tanaka mid Ravina. Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. So someone was learning this brisa in front of Ravina, and he either mistakenly or impurposely, he changed around the words of Rebbe. Instead of Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim, he made a Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. This Tana that was learning, this Talmud of Ravina that's repeating the Braisa, obviously meant well. He figured Shabbos and Yom Tov go together, so Mekadosh Yisrael, that's one concept, and then the Hashabbos v'Azmanim. Amalei, but Ravina told him he made a mistake. Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshi lei, for Shabbos is Mekadshi v'kayimo, ele'eima Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim, like we do. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara told us is, how come every single Shabbos we just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, and then when it's Yom Tov we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim? Where does Yisrael come to play in the middle of this bracha? Let me just go and say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Azmanim, what's Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim? So Rashi points out, and this is quite familiar to all of you, I'm sure, that Klal Yisrael plays a role in the Kiddush of the Zmanim, as opposed to the Kiddush of the Shabbos. What role does it play? How do we know when the Yom Tov is Sukkos is, or Pesach, or Shavuos? It's all based on the calendar. The Rosh Hashanah, as we know, was Aleph and Beis Tishrei, and then 8-9 days later, we have Yud Tishrei is Yom Kippur, and then 4-5 days later is Sukkos. Aha. So now how do we know when Rosh Hashanah is? How do we know when any Rosh Chodesh is? Okay, in the good old days, he had to have two Edom come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they had to go and go through a bit of a Drisha v'Chakira. Did they see exactly how did they saw the Levana? What part of the horizon, on the right, on the left? Was it big? Was it small? Was it a hin? Was it a hair? A whole bunch of questions. Until the Bezin said, yeah, these Edom are telling the truth, and based on that, we're going to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. So therefore, when we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim, we are thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem, that number one, He is Mekadosh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu imbues Kedusha in Klal Yisrael and the Zmanim. But besides that, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim, that Klal Yisrael also participated in that imbuing of the Kedusha. How did they participate? By working out when Rish Chodesh will be, and therefore when Yom Tov will be. But that's only the Gabi Yom Tov. That has nothing to do with Shabbos. Shabbos is what we call Kvi V'Kaima, or the Gemara calls it Mekadosh V'Kaima. That means every seventh day of the week, whether you like it or not, you can stand on your head, it's going to be Shabbos. The Bezin doesn't have to be Mekadosh Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kodesh by the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu imbued it with a special degree of Kedusha. And therefore, you have to put the Yisrael together with his Manim and not together with Shabbos. So the idea, or the text of Rebbe, is much, much more appropriate. Mekadosh Shabbos, like every Shabbos, Mekadosh Shabbos. And then we also thank Hashem that he's Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. So the Yisrael doesn't go between the Mekadosh and Shabbos, but it goes between Shabbos and Zmanim, and that's why Ravina told the Talmud, you're making a mistake. El-Ema, but rather say, like Rebbe said, Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael v'Azmanim, which is, of course, the way we do it. Om Rav Yosef, halacha is k'rebi. We pass them like Rebbe, which, as you recall, was a supplement to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was correct. We only have one brach in the middle. We don't make two brachas in the middle, like we do. But instead of Hillel, that said that you're Messiah and Bishol Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos alone, you throw in Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim, and like Urkid Toretz Ravina, like Ravina told this Talmud, don't say Mekadosh Mikadosh Yisrael v'Shabbos v'Azmanim, but rather say Mikadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. That's our minug, as you all know. Now that's
what. What did you like?
Yeah, one at a time. Yeah, Robbie, what would you like to say?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Robbie.
What is the logic behind Beskila that do not mention Yantar? We mention only Shabbos. There is Shabbos and Yantar.
I would think that the logic is that Hillel probably holds the Yom Tov is a lesser Kedusha than Shabbos, and in fact the Torah occasionally refers to Yom Tov as Shabbos, as we have for instance on Pesach, Usfatu Mechami Mochras HaShabbos, V'yoyim HaViyachim Es Oymer Tenufo, you start going and counting Sviras Oymer Mimochras HaShabbos, and as you know the Kanoim, the Karoim and the Baisusim, they all said that Shabbos means the real Shabbos, Shabbos Bereishis, since Yom Tov is called Shabbos, and it's secondary to Shabbos. I'm assuming that they still hold that the word Shabbos is sufficiently broad and inclusive, and includes not only Shabbos, but also Yom Tov. Okay?
Very good, Shabbos.
Bruchim to you. Yes, Darren.
Why does your notice say, Halachat Rebbe Kitur Sabina? Halachat Rebbe, Rebbe said, basically, what Ravina affirmed, Ravina didn't add anything, he simply repeated what Rebbe said. Rebbe said, Mikadosh Shabbos Yisrael
Azmanim. I agree with you 100%. Apparently, this Braisa, remember, nothing was written down, everything was Baal Peh. And one of the Talmidim of Ravina was repeating this Braisa word for word, and he said at the end, Mikadosh Yisrael Bashabbos Bazmanim. And this Talmud, presumably, was a great Talmud Chacham that Ravina relied on for the oral tradition of all the Braises. So Sol Kedai Tehamina, that his text might be more reliable than the text that we read until now, and that in fact, maybe it should be Mekadosh Yisrael Vashabbos Vazmanim and not Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. So therefore the Gemara said, who can turn to Ravina like Ravina corrected him, that the correct text is in fact the version that we had in our Braise before this Talmud came along, and it's not the Talmud's rendition of the Braise. So it's about Tanur Rabban. Now again we have a similar discussion, but now we're not talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov coinciding, but Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed coinciding. Because Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, that's a much more frequent matter, because Chol HaMoed is always 4 or 5 days, so there's a greater likelihood that one of those days will be Shabbos, just like Mi'etshem next Shabbos is going to be a Shabbos and Chol HaMoed together. And of course, also occasionally we have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, what's the text of the Tefillah then? It's Tanur Rabban. Shabbos Shechol Yoyz Rosh Chodesh Oy B'Chol HaShamayim. It's interesting, the previous Gemara started off Yom Tov Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos. And here it's saying Shabbos Shechol Yoyz Rosh Chodesh B'Chol HaShamayim. That's a Barry. That would be a question that you should be posing and asking. How come the previous price starts Yom Tov Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos? Why didn't it say over here Rosh Chodesh Shechol HaMoed Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos, or vice versa? In the first price it should say Shabbos Shechol Yoyz B'Yom Tov, just like it says Shabbos Shechol Yoyz Rosh Chodesh. Anyway, it's not my kasha. If you notice right here, before the this second price that we're learning, Tanur Rabbanan Shabbos Shechol Yoyz, before the word Shechol, there's a Dalid. And that brings you to Masoret Shas, and he points this out. Dalet gabi Yom Tov noked ipcha Yom Tov shechol yoyz b'Shabbos. Why? Bishum de Yom Tov mispal keseder shol Yom Tov. Avrish chodesh mispal keseder shol Shabbos. Marsho b'shem toisus isham. So the Masoret Shas says that the answer is simple. The answer is that we're starting off the brayser and already giving you a clue as to the structure of the Shmoneh Esrei. In the previous Braisa, we start off Yom Tov Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos. As we all know, we start off with the Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei, after V'chatonu Mikol Ha'amim, after Yisonu Ratzis Rabbanu, and then we get to Vatita Lanu. We don't just immediately jump to Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, or Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, but first we refer to Shabbos Kodesh, and then we refer to Yom Tov. And the entire text is all Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Yom Tov, except for that basic insertion. And then again at the end, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos V'Yisrael Vazman. So it's really the Yom Tov Nusach. That's why the Braisa began in Yom Tov Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos. That's Yom Tov Nusach. When it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, as we're going to see in a moment, you really have the Tefillah of Shabbos. on Leil Shabbos in the evening, Atze Kiddashta, the next morning, yes, Yismach Moshe, the Mish by Mincha, Atze Echad, Mishimcha Echad, how do you even know that it's Rosh Chodesh or that it's Chol HaMoed? Because we insert in Ritzei the Yalav Yavoi. The Yalav Yavoi say, Chaneinu, Zitaneinu, Zichna, Viseinu, etc., etc., Biyoim, Rosh HaChodesh is there, or Biyoim, Chag HaSukkos is there, Biyoim, Chag HaMatzis is there. So it's basically, it's a Shabbos text. So therefore we start off the second brayser talking about Shabbos, because that's going to be a clue as to the major structure of the Shemoneh Esrei. So turn about Shabbos, Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Ebu Chodesh, Moed, Arvis, V'Shachros, and Mincha. In other words, the three daily davenings that we daven, Mispal Sheva. You daven seven tefillahs, like seven brachos, like every single Shabbos. The Me'ena Ma'ura means that special event, being the Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, you insert that Bavoida, meaning in the Ritzei, right, where we say every day, but whenever we insert Yalav Yavoi, we insert Yalav Yavoi in Ritzei, and that's Bavoida. Dim Loi Omar, what happens if he messed up and he forgot, and he didn't say Yalav Yavoi? Machzir Nois, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, which is most of the time that's accurate, meaning Chol HaMoed, Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, if you leave out Yalav Yavoi, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Rosh Chodesh, however, we don't paskin like this brisa. Rosh Chodesh, if you missed out on Yalav Yavoi on Leil Rosh Chodesh, means Arvis and Maariv, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, and the reason is because Ein Mekadshin es HaChodesh Balayla. Fine. So now what the Gemara is really telling us is that Shabbos, which coincides with Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, it's really the same halacha as throughout the week. In other words, what happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday or Monday? What do we do then? Well, for that matter, Chol HaMoed, which falls out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? Like next week, after Shem, in a few days from now, Chol HaMoed is going to be on starting on Thursday, then on Friday. So what's the structure of the three tefillahs, the daily Shachris, Mincha, Maariv? It's the same structure as always. Every single day of the week, that's the way we're going to say it on Rosh Chodesh, we're going to say the Chol HaMoed, with the exception that we're going to throw in the Yalav Yavoi in Ritzei. So even though it's Shabbos and not Sunday or Monday, same thing applies. The regular Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, we just throw in the Yalav Yavoi in Ritzei. Reb Lezer agrees with what we said in the Tanna Kamma. He only has one argument, and he says instead of saying in Ritzei, he says it in the Moedim, where we say Al Hanisim, says Reb Lezer, that's where you should say Yalav Yavoi. So not Yalav Yavoi in Ritzei, but Yalav Yavoi in Moedim, where we say Al Hanisim. Musafim, what happens on the Musaf that we say on Chol HaMoed or on Rish Chodesh? Masl B'Shul Shabbos, again we're talking about Shabbos now, so Musa Masl B'Shul Shabbos, so Messiah B'Shul Shabbos, you end off with Shul Shabbos, Vayim Kiddush HaSayoyim, Be'emtza, and you say the Kiddush HaSayoyim in between. Since it's Shabbos, so it's Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, go and daven Shabbos, and end off Messiah B'Shul Shabbos, similar to the Hillel that we had before, Beis Hillel, that you end off Mekadosh Shabbos, and Kiddush HaSayoyim, you're going to talk about the Musaf of Rish Chodesh, and the Musaf of Chol HaMoed in the middle of that seventh bracha, in other words, the middle bracha. Obviously, this is not the way we paskin, because we don't finish off Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, but as we said before, like Rebbe, we're going to get to that in another moment. Reb Shem Gamliel, Reb Yishmol, Benoy Shav Reichem and Breika, we have two Tanoim, Reb Shem Gamliel and Reb Yishmol. Oyim Reb Nei say, Kol Mokim Shehuskak V'Sheva, any time that you are forced, or in other words, that you're supposed to daven seven brachas. Masl b'shul Shabbos, start off with Shabbos. Umasayim b'shul Shabbos, end with Shul Shabbos. V'oyim b'kiddush HaYoyim b'emtz, and say b'kiddush HaYoyim in the middle. What is Rabbi Shmuel v'noy shebreichem abroika and Rabbi Shem Gamliel saying different than the Tanna Kamma? Tanna Kamma also just said by Musaf, you start off with Shabbos, end with Shabbos, and b'kiddush HaYoyim b'emtz. So says Rashi that these two Tanoim are arguing on the Shachris Mincha Maariv halacha. Well, we said that Shachris Mincha Maariv, it's your normal, regular Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. All you do is you insert the Inyan of Yalav Yavoi either in Ritzei or according to Reb Lezer in Moedim, but otherwise normal Shemoneh Esrei. say these two Tanaim. No. In that middle bracha, let's say Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe, throw in Kedushas Yom Be'emtza, put in Vatita Lano as Rosh Chodesh as a, and put in the middle Vatita Lano as Yom Chag HaSukkos as a, etc. So it's styled like a Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, where it's Shabbos, and not that we wait for Ritzei. But in that seventh bracha, meaning the middle bracha, we make reference to the Yom. Not like we do it. And in fact, Rav Huna immediately jumps up on Rav Huna, and Allah goes and says, we do not paskin like that pair, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shmuel, but rather we paskin like earlier in the Braisa that Shachris Mincha Marv is normal Shemoneh Esrei, and we say the Yalav Yovei either in Ritzei, or we say it in Moedim. As far as Muslim is concerned, we also paskin on the surface like the previous man, the Omar, Shabbos in the beginning, Shabbos at the end, Kiddush Yom Be'emtza. But here Rashi says, yeah, but don't forget about Rebbe. We paskin like Rebbe in the previous price, and not only the Gabe Shabbos and Yontif coinciding, but even on Shabbos and Rish Chodesh, for Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, we end off the middle bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos V'Rosh Chodoshim, or Mekadesh Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and so therefore we have to come on to Rebbe from the previous brisa for the halacha vis-a-vis Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed as well. And with this we've concluded the discussion about the text of the davening, and now we go back to putting aside a Ruvei Tchumen, a Ruvei Chatzeres, a Ruvei Tavshilin. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Meniach Odom Ruvei Tchumen Miyontef Lachaveroi Umasna. If a person wants to go and put away a Ruvei Tchumen from one day to the next, in other words, by Unz and Chutz Loretz that we have 2 days, Yontef Sheni Shul Goliyos, on the second day of Yontef, he wants to go from his town to another town to be able to hear a nice shir, a nice drasha. Second day of Yom Tov, he's looking forward to a beautiful shir on the Arba Minim about the meaning of Sukkis. He wants to go somewhere. So he wants to put an Eruv Tchumen. Can you put an Eruv Tchumen? Mi Yom Tov L'Chaver. Says Rav, yes, you are allowed to. Meniach Odom Eruv Tchumen, Mi Yom Tov L'Chaver, Umasna. And he has to say it with a Tanai. Now what is that Tanai that he has to make? We've had this Tanai already before, and we're going to have the same thing. We have the Ruvit Tavshilin, that a person says, Rabbeinu Shalala, you and I both know that min haTorah there's only one day of Yontif, b'yom harishon shabbosai, and then b'yom hashvi'i shabbosai. But there are no 2 days of Yontif. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day of Yontif. Why do we have 2 days of Yontif? Because it's fake of the Yom. Today it's already more minig haSein of Yadeinu, but it stems from a Sofik. So since it's a Sofik, so we have now, let's say, Tuesday and Wednesday is Yom Tov. So I want to be able to go on Wednesday to be able to walk beyond the Tchum, an extra 2,000 Amos to go to another town. So then on Tuesday, says Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, you can go and put away an Erev from Tuesday to Wednesday. How can you do that? The reason why you're able to do it is because you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'an Efshach. If today happens to be Yom Tov, then tomorrow, the second day, I can walk anywhere I want. There's no din of tchum on Chol HaMoed. It only applies to Yom Tov. Therefore, no problem. People fly on planes on Chol HaMoed. No issue. There's no din of tchum. Elam, are you going to go and tell me that today, the first day of Yom Tov, is Chol, and tomorrow is Yom Tov? No, if today is Chol, then I can put away an Eruv Tchum, and just like I can make an Eruv every Friday night, I can put an Eruv at the Mokum Shvisa and have 2,000 Amos. So I make such a Tanai, I say on the first day of Yom Tov, because Baruch Hu, if today is Chol, then I put away my Erev, and then it's Chal. If today is Kodesh, and I'm not allowed to make an Erev, so forget about it. I'm just putting food over here. Don't even think about it, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't think about it. You don't think about it. And tomorrow you're able to walk because it's Chol. So that's the same concept. Again, Erev Tavshilin. Here we're talking about a 3-day situation. Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. And therefore, the person wants to be able to go and cook for Shabbos. He should have put away an Erev on Wednesday afternoon before Thursday. But Thursday morning he wakes up and says, oy vavoy, I forgot to put away an Erev. So what can he do? He can put away an Erev now and say, if today is Chol, no problem. Elamai, maybe today is Kodesh, okay. I said nothing, Gunish. No Erev Tavshilin. Obviously don't make a bracha because it's a Sofik. Okay, he says the Nusach of the Erev and puts it away. And then the next day he says, okay, the Baruch Shalom, if yesterday was Chol, and I have a good Erev Tavshil. If yesterday was Kodesh, there was no Erev Tavshil, but today is Chol. Since today is Chol, I can go and cook, because it's Chol. So again, you make the same type of tonight. The first one, Yom Ra, that said you can make even Eruv Techumen, then certainly you can make Eruv Techumen. According to Rava, only Eruv Techumen and not Eruv Techumen. My timer, Manishtana, they're both Eruvin. You want to be Koine Shvisa. Koine Shvisa means you are making a new residence. Putting aside an Eruv Techumen somewhere 2,000 amas from your house to allow you to walk another 2,000 amas, that's not just you're going through a ceremony that you put down the Erev and you make a bracha. It's as if you are now being Kodesh Shvisa, as if you're going to live there for the next 24 hours. Theoretically, you should be taking out your bed and your all of your clothing that you're going to need for Shabbos and have everything available for you to go and sleep there. So to make such a major kinyan, now the Gemara uses the expression b'shabata, Rashi says lav dafki, it really means on yontif. The word Shabbos is used somewhat loosely. See, if you look at Rashi, five lines a little bit lower than our Gemara, so the mikni shvisa b'shabata, lav dafki shabata notik, el yontif kari shabata. This fits into what Rabbi was talking about before. The yontif is also called Shabbos, and so therefore the Gemara refers to it somewhat in a loose fashion. To go and be koine shvisa, to make a brand new residence on Yom Tov, you cannot do that, even though it's mitzat sofik and you're doing mitzat tonight. So far, the Chachamim wouldn't allow you to go and, I don't want to say violate, but to trivialize the inyan of the 2 days of Yom Tov. We don't want it to sound like, it's a 50% chol, it's a sofik. They said, no, you can't be koine shvisa. However, to put away in a new tafshilin, says Rashi, that's for Kovet Shabbos. You're doing it to be able to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos. And the Chum said, that you can do and make such a tonight. I see Robert has a question.
Yeah, which just contradicts the previous Gemara of Shmuel, Lagabe, the blind man, who wanted to establish, who was sad because he did not establish the tafshilin. He could have made the same time.
Right. I love your question. It's a beautiful, beautiful question. And you're mechaven to Rashi. If you go back to Tez Zayin Amid Beis, yesterday's Gemara that we learned last night. If you look at the Rashi Lashana is about 55% down the Amid. Now there's a drop lower than halfway down the Amid. You see it says in the Rashi Lashana, do you have that Rashi Lashana? Robert, do you have it? Tezayin Amid Beis? Tezayin Amid Beis. Amid Beis. Yesterday's Gemara. Tezayin Amid Beis. On the Amid Beis. If you go a little bit past halfway down you have Mesader Masnisa. Right? That's halfway. Mesader Masnisa in the Rashi. Go another five lines. It says Lishana. Oh, good. Now go another five lines. You see it says Rashi Lishana. Next
right.
Shein Yochel. Keep on going. Keep on going to Rashi. It says Rashi, Shein Yochel Haniach Lahasnois. If it would be a regular Yontif, Robert is right. Why is he so sad? Tell him it's the first day Yontif. Make an Eruv Tavshila now and make it with a tonight. Rosh Hashanah, you can't make with tonight because it's a Yom Arichta, it's one Kiddusha. So, Mamish, your Kasha, and you see the answer.
Yeah.
Back to our Gemara, Boisai, says the Gemara, so why Ruv Tchum and Loi? Because you can't be Koine Shvisa on Shabbos. How can you do a Ruv Tavshilin? That's the covered Shabbos. So, why don't you say a Ruv Tchum is also the covered Shabbos? And the answer is because, as we learned back in Masechtas Eruvin and Bemis and Machloikis, that our Gemara is going to the Mandi Yomar that you can make Eruv Techumen even Shaloi Lidvar Mitzvah. Stam, you want to take a Shpatzir. You heard that in the other town, you have a relative in the other town which is 4,000 Amas away. So you put your Eruv 2,000 Amas from your residence to be able to walk another 2,000 Amas. So you're going there not for any mitzvah per se, you're just going there to have a nice walk on Shabbos, or because you want to you want, or it's on Yom Tov, you want to meet a friend of yours, you want to meet your cousin, whatever it is, if it's not a Dvar Mitzvah. Masha'enken, Eruv Tavshilin is strictly for Mitzvah. You are cooking on Yom Tov, for Shabbos, the Shabbos Yishevah, Givaldig, Yechumim, Metakigel, with the Gishmak, Macholim, for Shabbos, that's all part of Oinik Shabbos. Turn around, back to the Gemara, Ein Oizim Yom Tov L'chavera. You're now going to go and bake from one day of Yom Tov to the next. So now we're not talking about Yom Tov to Shabbos, we're talking about Yom Tov to Yom Tov. You have 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. You're not supposed to cook from one day to the next. You're not supposed to bake from one day to the next. But Be'emes Amru, what they said, whenever you see Be'emes Amru, either it means it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, or it means that this is the bottom line halacha. Be'emes and Amru, the halacha is memale isha kolak deira basar avu bishen etricha ela lechaticha achas. A woman, when she's cooking ichvais a chicken soup, even though she only needs one chicken for the first day of Yom Tov, she can put in 2 chickens, one for the first day of Yom Tov and one for the second day of Yom Tov. Similarly, memale nachtoim chavi shel mayim. A nachtoim is a baker, and for baking you need a lot of water. He can go and fill up the fas is a barrel with water. Even though the amount of water that he needs for baking on the first day is only 1 pitcher, he can go and fill up a whole barrel. So when it comes to cooking, you can cook as much as you want, even though you're cooking from one day of Yom Tov to the next. When you're filling up the water, you can fill up as much as you want. But at Gabi Afia, you can only do the amount that you need for that day. And the obvious question is, Manishtana, what's the difference? So Rashi says, because it's a very simple difference. If you look at the Rashi, Memale Isha, it's about 6-7 lines lower in the Rashi, Memale Isha, Tibachad Tirchasagi. All you're doing is, in this big pot of chicken soup, instead of just putting in 1 chicken, you're putting another chicken. After that, you just leave it there for 2 hours, and it's a kochzach alayim. Then it cooks on its own. You don't have to turn it over 12 times. It'll cook on its own. It's one tircha. It says Rashi b'chein l'nachter. You're filling up the barrel with water. You only need to fill it up at 10 or 20%, but you're there at the faucet already, or at the well, wherever you're filling up your bucket, your barrel. So once you're filling it up, just fill it up to the end. So it's considered to be one tircha. But says Rashi, avaleafos, you're talking about baking. Kolkika bekika tzricha afia uradia liatzma. When you go and make a dough, and then afterwards you're baking bread or you're baking challah, you can't just take all the dough, put it into the oven and say, I'll come back in an hour from now. Every bread, every challah has to be shaped differently. Have to make it bigger, smaller, whatever. And then when you remove it, you have the radia sapas. Radia sapas means to go and take something like a, looks a little bit like a shovel, if you will, and you have to take out each one individually. In the good old days, they used to go and attach them to the walls of the oven, so you couldn't do presto, come on, all chalas, all breads coming out. You have to go and remove each one carefully, so you don't break it, so that it doesn't stick to the wall, etc. So it's each one is a separate tircha. That tircha you can't make from one day of Yom Tov to the next. You can only do it on each day the amount that you need for that day. However, Reb Shimon Elazar respectfully disagrees. Reb Shimon Elazar, Oimer, Mamali Isha Kol HaTana Pas. You are allowed to fill up the entire Tana with Pas. Nisha Pas, Ne'efes Yofa, Bizman Shatanir Malay. What Reb Shimon Elazar is telling us is that although vis-a-vis the quantity of challah, you have more tircha, because you're going to have to remove 5 or 10 challahs from the walls of the tanur, and therefore the Tanakama said, don't do that, because you're causing extra tircha on Yom Tov, one day of Yom Tov, the next day of Yom Tov, but the quality will be enhanced. Why will the quality be enhanced? Because if you only have one bread or one challah, and you have all this steam and all this heat, it does not bake as well as when you have 5 or 10 challahs all baking at the same time, and then the heat or the steam disperses differently, and therefore it bakes differently. Oh, so?
Get
pasnished. So pasnished. Oh, givaldik. So we want that this pas should be a good pas, and therefore pas this yaw, that you should put in more pas into the oven, even though it's more tircha, but you're enhancing the flavor, it'll be more gishmak for yatif. Yes, Robert, you have a question.
What's the, Why don't you use the term that we cannot make um l'cheshbet? Maybe we will have guests.
Maybe you'll have guests. That's a cheshbet that you're allowed to go and bake from Yontif to Shabbos. Question is, Yontif to Yontif, you should certainly be able to. Why don't you say, Hoyu, that Ikloy Le Orchem? What about the Svar of Ikloy Le Orchem? That's a good question. I don't know, you'd have to check up the Mephorshim. They talk a little bit about Ikloy Le Orchem, but I don't see them talking over here. We'd have to check out. So good to Shaila. On the spot, I don't know. I see the Tosis on the top of the Amud Beis talks about Lahazmin Orchim. We'd have to check out those sugyas, check out the Mefarshim. On the surface, you're right, you should be able to go and cook more because of potential Orchim. But anyway, at this point, the Gemara says that you're allowed to do the pas. Omerov, halachim, shimon, alozo, that you're allowed to go and make more than just one challah to be able to, that it'll be a better quality challah, even though it's more quantity, but it's a better quality. Iboilu, nishalei necharuv dashu, hu ne'asar v'kimchoy ne'asar, oidum hu ne'asar v'en kimchoy ne'asar. To quote Barry, is this just an isra on the chavtza, on the gavro, or an isra on the chavtza? In other words, Yankel has kemach, he has flour, and he should have made eruv v'tavshim before Yontif. He didn't, he forgot. So obviously he's not allowed to cook because he didn't make an eruv v'tavshim. We're talking about that the Rav didn't make one or the Rav made one. This is already the second or third time that he forgot. And it's Rosh Hashanah and he can't make it tonight. Or it's already the second day of Yontif and he didn't make an eruv on the first day of Yontif. Whatever it is. So now the question is, he obviously cannot do the cooking. But he has kemach. Or for that matter, he has chickens or he has, you know, food items. Do you say that that also becomes osur, that the food item, there's an isur on the chefza? No, this only has to do with him. The enkim chenas has nothing to do with the foods that he owns. Frank Moyle, isn't this, I mean, if he can't cook, what difference does it make whether the foods have an isur or not? He can't cook. Oh, great enough, Kimina. Can you go over to your next door neighbor and say, Yankel, unfortunately, I forgot to make Erev Tavshilin, and they know two ways about it. I can't make it tonight, and the Rav didn't make, or this is already the second time I forgot. I can't, but I need food for Shabbos. So I want you to please go and cook on my behalf. So do you just give him the food and ask him for a favor? Or do you give him the food as a present and say, this food now belongs to you? And therefore the Isser that was impressed on this food doesn't follow to Yankel, because Yankel made an Erev. So I can't use it, but he can go and cook, and I'm giving it to him as a full-fledged present. So then Barry's going to ask, you can't go and give presents on Shabbos or Yontif. And the Mefarshim say that even though that's a Din Drabanan, it's not Din Deraisa, because Masel Matan, therefore you can't give a present, but if the purpose of the present is for Oynik Shabbos or Kavod Yontif, so that's a Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore the Chacham said, under those circumstances, you are allowed to give a present after all. And in fact, we're all going to potentially engage in that type of Kinyan on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Anybody that does not have a Lulav and Esrik, and you're lending him your Lulav and Esrik, you're not lending him, you're giving it to him as a present, because it's got to be Lachem. So you're saying, but you're not going to be Kona on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Shabbos, of course, it doesn't apply. We don't shuck a Lulav and Esrik on Shabbos today. But Yom Tov it does apply. So how are you giving him a present? The answer is, since it's L'Shem Mitzvah, then you can make an acquisition. You can make a Kinyan after all. Anyway, but getting back to Gemara. The Gemara says, Laknu Yekim Chachem, you go and give him as a present. So Iyamris, who Nesar Kim Chay Nesar, Tzorach Laknu Yekim Chachem. You have no choice. You have to give the flour or the food item as a present to Yankel, and then Yankel will do you a favor and he'll cook everything and bake everything, and then he'll give you a present back. And he says, yeah, I give it back to you. It's like almost like a Matan Amanas Lahachzir type of situation. The Iyamris, who Nesar Yekim Kim Chay Nesar, but if you say it's only a problem with him, but not with his food, he doesn't have to go be machnit. He can just go and ask Yankel for a favor. And he says, yeah, Yankel, I heard that you're baking challahs. Can you go and take my kemach and bake a couple extra challahs for me? And Rav Shimon Elazar said, the more chalas that you bake in the oven, the merrier. It's going to make it much more quality. And the Yanko says, of course, I'd love to bake the chalas for you. So you don't have to give a kinyan, you just give it to him and ask him to bake it on your behalf. So tomorrow ma'isa, what's takad alocha? Toshima. Mishalini yecheru v'tavshilin. Harizelu yefet v'lu yevashim lo yatman. He cannot bake, he cannot cook, and he can't do hatmana. Hatmana means to go and put things like under blankets, to insulate it, to make sure that it remains hot. He can't do all of these things from Yontif to Shabbos. He didn't make an Erev, so he can't do it. Loi, loi, not for himself, loi, lachim, not for anybody else. Loi, achim, oifim, mavashim, loi, and nobody can do it for him. Keter, oi, says, what should he do? He's never hungry, he has to eat something on Shabbos. He takes his kemach and he gives it as a present to somebody else. Oh, so what do I see from this? You can't just ask someone for a favor. You actually have to be makne it. You have to give it to him. It belongs to you, Yanko. It doesn't belong to me. We see from this Gemara, not only is this an Isser Gavra, but it's also an Isser Chavtza, and the only way to get out from this problem is to go be makna the food item to somebody else. Maybe I have another Eitza B'dievet, and that is over. Understood. So this Isser Chavtza is not an Isser Chavtza inherent in the item. It doesn't become like a shtick chazer d'rabbanan. The reason why it's Osir is only because I, the owner of this food item, didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeres. So it begins as an Isser Gavra, which extends to the Chavtza, but only extends to the Chavtza as long as it belongs to me. As soon as I am mafkir it, or as soon as I give it as a present to somebody else, so then the Isser that attended or attached to this chayfetz because of my misconduct, that goes away because this property no longer belongs to me, and now belongs to somebody else. So it's not an independent Isser Chavtza, it's an Isser Chavtza which is just an extension of the Isser Gavra.
So why isn't it reattached when he gets
it back then?
Is it because
of shinui? No, because he's not cooking. You're allowed to eat food on Shabbos, you're just not allowed to cook food from Yom Tov to Shabbos. If when I got it back I was going to do some more cooking, you're right, it would be awesome. But I'm not cooking anymore, I'm just eating. Eating a lot of eat. Iboilu, over the offer mine. What happens to a person who either b'mezid or b'shogeg, he didn't put away an Erev, and he cooked and he baked, and then afterwards someone says, hey, did you make an Erev tafshil? No, I forgot, I didn't. Oh, and you cooked and baked? Are you allowed to eat it now b'dieved? Toshima. Mishlo yiniyach Erev tafshil keitzer oisa. Just like we learned, makna kimcha lacherim, vacherim oifeloyim, vashaloyim, and they give it back to him. Like we just said in the Brisa. Frank Dimara, if we're trying to find an eitzah to this person who never is going to go hungry on Shabbos, I have not only this eitzah about being matna, so the one the Amid Bey, the Isa listening over the offer mutter. I have another eitzah. The other eitzah is that Vidyavid, if he was oiver and he cooked or baked without the benefit of Rukh Tavshilim, it's also mutter be able to go and eat. So Timur Amar Vadabar, and by the fact that the Brisa doesn't mention that, it sounds like it's also. Then in a Hanami you're not allowed to, because otherwise it would give two Eitzes. Eitzah number one be Makna, Eitzah number two is, if he was Oiver V'Ofa, would be Mutter. Amar Vadabar Masna, you have no Raya whatsoever. Because Tana to Kanta De Teira K'tani, Kanta De Sura like Tani. The Tana of the Brisa is trying to give you a fallback, a default option. If you forgot to make an Erev and you want to be able to eat on Shabbos, then you can be Makna. But we're not going to give a person an Eitzah, you know what, violate Hilchus Yantiv, and then the other, if you violate it, you'll be able to go and eat it. You know, we're not giving takonis to people to go and violate the law, or even to say, in the case where by mistake or on purpose you violated, you can go and eat. We're not looking over here to go and extol this or to give this as an example of a backup, fallback position. We only want to talk about Takonis De Teira, we're not talking about Takonis De Isura. And therefore, that's why the Brisa leaves it out, so we cannot be poshut our Shaila yet. So let's be poishim in the next brayse. Toshima. Misha nirech eruv tafshilin. Harze oifel umavashel umatmen. If you made an eruv tafshilin, of course you can bake, you can cook. The imrot alechel as eruvoy. What happens if the person wants to eat his eruv on Yom? If he doesn't want to wait until Shabbos, the eruv looks so delicious that he eats up the eruv. Hashavim, you can, you're allowed to. But acholi actually offer if you ate it before you did the baking and the cooking, or actually bishel, or actually hitzman, harzele yoifer, v'lo yevasha v'lo yatman. You can only go and bake and cook, etc., based on an existing eruv. If the eruv no longer exists because somebody ate it up, or like the Mishnah said, it's lost, you can't find it, then you can no longer bake and cook and be matman. Loi loi v'loi lachem, not for himself, not for anybody else. V'loi achem oifen v'vashu loi. Avo, but what you can do is v'vashu lul yontif. You're cooking for yontif itself. V'im hoisir hoisir. You have 8-9 people around the table, so you made 10-11 portions just in case somebody wants a double. One of the portions might be a little bit small. Somebody has a greater appetite, and therefore you made an extra couple of portions. And then if hoisir, if there's something left over, hoisir for Shabbos, then you can eat that on Shabbos. However, ubavash lo yarem, but don't make any haromis. Don't go and say, I have 10 guests, I'm going to go and cook 20 portions, and maybe everybody wants doubles. Come on, yeah, give me a break. You're not going to go and cook double. The reason why you're doing the haromis is that you should have food for Shabbos. No. Ubavash lo yarem, the inherent, if he made such haromis, it's osur. You're not allowed to go and benefit from that food, and it would be osur to eat. So the case of Heron is very similar to the case of the Ovar, the Ofer. Here he wasn't Oiver directly, he did it with a little bit of a trick. Metaroma, he said, I'm cooking anyway, I'll throw in another 20 portions for tomorrow. No, that's awesome. Zok Yumara, why is it so Lechayr have a good terayah? That just like Heron is Osir, so Ovar, the Ofer is also awesome. Amrabashi, no. You cannot compare the two cases. Haroma Kamris, he's trying to bring a right from Haroma. Shani Haroma Dachmiru Barabanan Tvein, amazing. Haroma is worse than the case of Ovar the Ofer B'mezin. Now, why is it worse? So Rashi says a very nice svar. If you look at Rashi Shani Haroma, which is parallel to our Gemara, just two lines higher from where we are. Shani Haroma, Li Oilam Ovar the Ofer is mutter. It could be that it's mutter. Haroma, however, is Asur, v'aroma in a raya l'ka. D'shani aroma mimezin, t'ikal ameimer ach barabanim v'aroma tvei mimezin. The chama might have been machmir more by haroma. Why? D'il amezin roshehu, lavral d'bi chachamim. If he's over the offer, he knows that he's supposed to make an eruv. And he says, eruv, shmeiruv, I don't care, I'm going to cook, and I don't care what the rabbis say. That's amazing. V'ein achinu l'meidim imenu. So other people that heard what this fellow did say, as a shtickle maskil, a shtickle apikoidus, he doesn't believe in a eruv tafshilin. Oh, okay, that has nothing to do with me. And Rashi continues, since we're talking about in the days of tshuva, v'u'atzmoy mesim alibay v'shav. Hopefully this person himself will afterwards klap al-chayt, and he'll do tshuva. Hilkoch le'mi'ekra teiris eruv. That's why the teiris eruv is not nekar, and therefore the Chacham said, okay, im ovar v'ofer, it's mutter. Avu Ma'arin, Sovel Lassus Behetra. This person thinks that he's doing everything Heter, because after all, the original food that he's cooking is Behetra. He's just adding, thinking, saying, oh, maybe each guest is going to want three portions, so I'm going to go and do double or triple. Mitaharoma. He thinks that he's doing Behetra. Hilkoch Le'yoshim Aliba Lachser Bay. When you tell him that what he did was improper, he says, you don't know what you're talking about. Aroma is Mutter. After all, I sell my chomets Erev Pesach to the Goy, isn't that also haram? I'm going to buy it back. The person's going to think that he's a tzaddik yisod olam. Whatever he's doing is right. He's never going to do tshuva. V'achem l'meidim amenem. People are going to learn from this haram. And from now on, nobody will ever put away eruv and tafshilin. They'll just say, then I cook on yomtiv, free yomtiv, I'll just double and triple the portions, I'll have enough for Shabbos, and it'll make me to haram. Hilkachosun rabbanan, this where the rabbanan made a special knas. Okay. That was the question that Robert asked earlier. Why don't you say hoil the kloy lay orchin?
Why is no, but here we're identifying haroma as usher.
Yeah.
To me it sounds very similar to earlier I understand hoil, okay, we're different sort for the question. Here we're saying haram is aser. Mm-hmm. Why is it called the same as haram? What mm-hmm. could there be a difference?
It's a very good question. I have to go look up the Mefarshim and see why the Hilchos Hoyil Dikloy Le'orchem doesn't apply here as well. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Min HaToyra, you're not allowed to go and cook from Yom Tif to Shabbos. Why? Because Hulavadi Osr Lechem, whatever you need for today, not for tomorrow. But the same Gemara says that you have the benefit of Hoyil, the Ikloy Le'orchem, you can go and cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So you have that permit. So the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara Pesachim is Dav Mem Vav. But the Gemara says over there, that Min HaTorah, you shouldn't be allowed to go and cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. However, the same Gemara says, because of Hoyil, the Ikloy Le'orchem, you can cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, Oy Bazoi, what do I need in Eruv Tafshilin? Says the Gemara, because I'm going to allow you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, you're going to cook from Yontif to Choyl. Because of that, the Chum said, Choyl is not enough, we institute a special din of Eruv Tafshilin. So if you do Eruv Tafshilin, it's good. If you don't do Eruv Tafshilin, it's no. So therefore, answering your question, Dari, and I think this answers also the question of Robert on the Umar Aleph, based on that Gemara and Pesachim, that yes, Hoyil helps on the Deraisa level. But when you get to Darabanan, Darabanan instituted their own Isur, because Shema is going to go and cook from Yontif to Hoyil, not only Yontif to Shabbos, if you have to make a Eruv Tafshilin. Without the Eruv Tafshilin, you're not allowed to cook, even with the Svara of Hoyil, the Kloy, the Orch. Good.
So how do I calculate the amount that I'm allowed to hoist it for Shabbos? I'm not allowed to do, if I have 10 portions, I'm not allowed to do 20. How do I halakhically calculate how many portions I'm allowed to make hoist it from Yom Tov to Shabbos?
You're not allowed to be moiser lechatchila at all from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but you're allowed to be moiser so that there's enough on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. And any housewife and any cook knows more or less how many portions you need. You're having five guests all together. You can't just go and have one chicken of four portions plus one more. You have to have at least six or seven, because somebody says, I don't like the top, I only like the bottom, I only like the wing, I only like the dark part. So you always have to make a couple of extra portions. And that's fine, and maybe somebody's going to bring along a friend. But you can't go and cook for five people, 10 portions or 20 portions. That would already be harama. You're saying, maybe all these people haven't eaten for 3 days. They all have fasted for the last 3 days. I better make a chicken for each one. That you can't do. You have to do it in the normal amounts that a housewife or a baker or a cook would prepare for the guests. Anyway, but the hoyle, I think we have covered, because that was on the deraisa level. But you have the further level of the rabbanon, where you have to make a roof of shilin, and our Gemara tells us that it is possible based on the Shalamaisa. Where are we holding that? The Gemara asked, what's the din of the offer? Is it mutter? Is it osur? We try to bring a raya from this price, and just like harama is osur, so over the offer is also osur. So the Gemara, no, harama ka'amishani, harama dachmi rabbanon tveini mezid, harama is worse, because the person will never do tshuva. He thinks he's doing a good job. And people will learn from that, and then people will forget about the Gantz Torah's Erev. So this is the first teretz why we cannot bring a raya from this brisa. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, I have another reason why we can't bring a raya, because this brisa, which is machmir and doesn't allow for haramis, it could be this is a das yochid hamani chanani, valiv de beis shammai, the sanya. Who is Chananya? Chananya oimer b'shami oimerim, ein oifen elam kein irav b'pas, bein mevashlam kein irav b'tafshil, bein toimen elam kein hoyacham, and tmunim b'berav yomtiv. So, Chananya says the name of b'shami, and we touched upon this last night. Remember, Robert was asking about the fact that irav tafshilim require both a tafshil and a piece of pas. That's what Chananya holds. Chananya taka holds that you have to have an irav b'pas. If you want to go and bake, make sure you put away pas. If you want to cook, make sure you wait, put away a tafshil. If you want to do hatmana, to insulate your pots, make sure that from Erev Yom Tov you're already engaged in insulation. Because then whatever you do on Yom Tov is considered to be just following through, you're just extending what you started on Erev Yom Tov, and this, with this way you'll have a proper kosher Erev Tavshil. One tafshil is enough. And based on that, you can go and do your afiyah and your bishul and your hakmana. You just have to go and put away one nice piece of fish or one nice cooked egg or whatever you put away for your eruv tafshilin, and that's enough. And that covers all of the fronts. So, what is the teretz? The teretz is that that previous brisa that you wanted to bring a raya from Herem Osir, that the same thing applies to over the Ofa Osir. It could be that that's only Hananya, who so machmir, holds that way. Maybe Basil doesn't hold that way. Maybe he holds that Haram is mutter, and therefore over the Ofa is mutter. So that's the second teretz, that you cannot bring a raya lahalocha from that brisa. Zokimar, we're trying to bring vayter rayas im ovar vi ofa mutter o aser toshima hami aser peiroisim b'shabbos b'shogid yoichal b'meizel yoichal. We've learned many, many times that you're not going to give trumas and meizos from your peiros and Shabbos because midrabanan it's mishum gzeiras tikkun man. It looks like you're fixing something. You're fixing the tevel now that it becomes edible like chulin. Zok yetz the brisa. If you ma'asi peiros and Shabbos by mistake, you made a shogeg. Oichel, you could eat. If you did it amazing, lo yoichel. Ah, so you see amazing, you're not allowed to eat. So the same thing is, agabi, if you cooked without the benefit of an eruv tafshim, you're over on a drabanan, is amazing, lo yoichel. The tumor lo tzricha, the islay peiri, achrini. No. Over there, you know why amazing, lo yoichel? Because he had another option. He had other peiros. Yes, he wanted to have more peiros, more of a selection perhaps. However, if he already had other payers, we're not going to allow him to do the tikkun mana of being ma'aser. But it could be that if he had no other payers, even though this person was ma'aser, payers, b'shabbos, b'mezid, maybe takim ovar, the iser, it would be mutter. So we don't have a raya. In our case, he had no other food for Shabbos. That's the reason why he cooked and he baked extra for Shabbos. He didn't have. But here he had other payers. Toshima, another raya. Hamatvul Kalev b'Shabbos b'Shogi Yishtamish b'hem b'Meizel Yishtamish b'hem. This Matvul Kalev is basically the same concern of Tikkun Mana on Yontif, that you had brand new Kalev that you could not use because they were not toivled. So you have to toivle that. You can't toivle on Shabbos or Yontif because you're now doing a Tikkun Mana midrabana. So what happens if you did it b'Meizel Lo Yishtamish b'hem? Oh, so you see from that that if you were over b'Meizel Ovar v'Ofa L'Chayr is Asur. It's talking about he had other pots and pans. He didn't need this pot or pan. But if he would have needed it, maybe Ovar Vitaval, Hitbil, maybe it would be okay. Inami Efshe B'Shaila. When it comes to Kalim, you can always borrow a Kli from your neighbor, assuming that you're on good terms with your neighbors. You can always call up, not you can't call on Yom Tov, but you can knock on the door and say, Nancy, Sprinzi, can you do me a favor? I need one more pot for my children. I need one more pan to go and make a kugel. So you can always borrow. So therefore, not allowing him to use these new ketoivot tekelim is not such a major problem. But in our case, the person had nothing to eat. The question is, over v'yofa, mutter, osir. We still haven't been pushed. It's talking about the final brisa. Hamavashal b'shabbos b'shoyik yoichal b'meizel yoichal. What happens at Shabbos morning? The person wakes up and the person's still a little bit dizzy, a little bit groggy, and he or she, by mistake, cooked some eggs for breakfast. And then the husband or the wife wakes up and says, "What? You're cooking? It's Shabbos! Don't you see the blech? Don't you see the Shabbos platter? I'm so sorry. Okay, in the times of the Beis you should have to bring a karm chatos. But what's the story b'zman hazeh? Hamavashu b'shabbos b'shoyi yoichal. You can eat it. B'meizid lo yoichal. Why meizid lo yoichal? Hey, it's itakim amazid, but it's already cooked to eat it. And the answer is, if you're over on amazid, you can't. So maybe the same thing applies to Ruvut of Shilin. If you cooked without the benefit of Ruvut of Shilin, it's also to eat. Now when he says Isur de Shabbos, he doesn't really mean Shabbos. What he really means is Isur de Arais. That this is an Isur Shabbos Deiraisa, that you're being over one of the Lamedes Malachis, that Avad lo yoichal, you can't have Anoah from violating Shabbos and Isur Skila and Isur Karis. However, here we're talking about an Isur Drabanan. Could be that the Chum were not so Nachmir. And they said, yes, you have to make an Erev Tavshilin. But if you violated our rules and you have nothing else to eat, you're allowed to go and eat from it b'diavad. You still did a bad thing, you're oyved rabbanon. However, b'diavad, you're allowed to eat from it. So bottom line is, we asked our shayla, the Gemara was not poshet to shayla, whether you're allowed to over the offer, whether it's mutter or us. Beishami amim shnei tav shilin. In our Mishnah, oh, so going back to our Mishnah, you take it, mommy, take it. Hey, mommy, you take it. Said our Mishnah, we had a machlok between Beisham and Beisil, whether one tafshil or two tafshil. So, careful. One tafshil or two tafshil. Zok the Gemara, let's go back to the Mishnah just to remember exactly the wording of the Mishnah. Mishnah is the beginning of the Perek. Right, on Test Vav Amid Beis, 15b, at the top, thank you. It says, Yom Tushichol Yisrael, Shabbos Liyavashu, unless you make a Eruvah Tavshilin. Now, what is the Eruvah Tavshilin? Fifth line of the Mishnah, Test Vav Amid Beis, Beishami Amim, two Tavshilin. Beisil says, one Tavshil. Beishavin, and they both agree, Bedag Ubeyesh Olav, that if you had a fish that you smeared with some egg on top, it's considered to you like two Tavshilin. And according to Beis Shammai, you wouldn't have to put away something else. That's enough. The dog obey is enough to tafshil. Good. So the machloikis is in the number of tafshilin, but everybody agrees dog obey works. Says Yimara, back to our Gemara Yitzayin of the Beis, Masisle Kayetana, the Sanya, the Braisa has a different version of the machloikis. What does it say in the Braisa? Arab Shimon Elazar, Moyd Beis Shammai Beisil, Al Shnei Tafshilin Shetzarech. Both Bisham and Beisil both agree that you need two tafshilin. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Beisil requires only one tafshil. The Braisa says that Beisil requires two tafshil. Al manech kusa, where's the machlokes? Al dag ubeisha olav, if you have the dag and you have the smeared egg on top. Shebeishame omrim shnei tafshilin, Beisil omrim tafshil echad. Now on the surface, what the Braisa seems to say is that Beishame holds when you have the dog, Ubeya Sha'olam, which is good, you have two tafshilin, you're yoitzer. Well, Beisil says, no, a dog, Ubeya Sha'olam, is only one tafshil. That would seem to be the machlaikis. But if that's the machlaikis, then how do we understand the nafkimina? The nafkimina is very simple. Because the Mishnah said in this braisa that both Beisham and Beisil require two tafshilin. And Beis Shammai says, you have two tafshilin. You have dag ubeya sha'olav. And Beisil says, no, you don't have two tafshilin. You only have one tafshil. And you have to have another tafshil. If you're going to learn the braisa that way, it comes out that Beis Shammai is going to be the mekel. He's saying, dag ubeya olav is kosher. Shnei tafshilin. You're done. Beisil says, no, that's not enough. You're going to have to add another tafshil. So Beisil is going to be the machmir. And as we know, typically it's the other way around. Beis Shammai is the machmir and Beis Hillel is the mekel. And if you remember, we had a whole omud in the previous parak asking steerers from the first Mishnah about the case of the person who shechted the chai v'oif to a half a dozen other Mishnayis. And we asked, is Beis Shammai the machmir? Is Beis Hillel the machmir? So Rashi therefore does not learn pshat in the Gemara the poshut way. The Beis Shammai says, I have two tafshilim. And Beisil says, no, I'm missing a tafshil. But put forget that what? That Beis Shammai says, I need two tafshilim and I only have one tafshil. And therefore, no good. You're going to have to bring another tafshil for your Erev. Well, Beisil says, no tafshil echad. This is enough. You don't need more. Even though Beisil holds you need two tafshilim, according to this braisa, Beisil says, tafshil echad is enough. You don't need anything more because I have the dag ubeya sha'olav. The lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like that, but that's how Rashi learns. If you look at Rashi five lines down below, al manech lekol dag ubeya sha'olav yishami imen shnei tafshilin. Tzarech, you need two tafshilin. V'zeh is tafshil echad shemechuber boy ubatul gabei. You only have one. You need one more rabbi say. Beisil said, no, because this one tafshil is enough, because in fact it's two tafshilin. The dag, Beis Sha'olav, is deemed to be like two tafshilin, therefore you're okay. Toisus already is bothered by it, and he quotes the Rashi, and he says, that's not the way the Lashon HaGemara normally would be. Normally it says, Beis Shammai Yom Shnei Tafshilin, means, I have two tafshilin, and therefore I'm Yotzei, I don't need more. Says Rashi, oh no, no. You need two tafshil and I only have one. And same thing for Beisil. The Doisis therefore says he prefers another girsa with the girsa of the Gemara Takapung Fakert. The Bishami Omrim, it's only Tavshil Echot, and you need one more. And they still hold Shnei Tavshilin, and I have two Tavshilin, I don't need anything more. Any item betoys. Continue the mark. Vishavim, but they both agree. Shem Pirper Beya. Menos Latoycha Dag. We were talking about stuffing. Like, in the good old days, you went to a fancy chasana, they gave stuffed chicken or stuffed kepar. You don't find that so much nowadays. But here, you're stuffing it with a full egg. You put an egg inside the fish lamashal. So that's of course a second. We're not talking about a raw egg, we're talking about a cooked egg and you insert it as a stuffing inside the fish, so that's shnei tafshilin. Oy shirisa kaflutas. Kaflut is leak. Risek means to go and shred it. And also take a dag and you put it into the dag to make it more gishmak. Shnei tafshilin. That everybody agrees, that's two bona fide tafshilin. That's not shmirat. That's a second tafshil. So everybody would agree that that works. So how do we pass an Omer Rava? Hilchas HaKitana Didon, like our Mishnah, where there's a machlokes where you need two or one, and we pass in like Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says you only need one, you don't need two, only one Tashel. We'll get back to this in a moment. I just want to finish off the Gemara till the Mishnah. If the Erev was eaten up prematurely or it got lost, then you cannot use it as the basis for cooking for from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Amar Abaye Noktina Hischol Yisosim Nechal Eruvay Goyner. Abaye says if you already started the cooking or the baking process, and now in the middle the Erev Tafshilin was eaten, then you can finish off. If it was eaten before you started cooking or baking, they cook on second day of Yom Tov, Friday morning. Once now cooked the Kavod Shabbos, and he or she is saying, "Where's that Erev Tafshilin?" And her husband says, oh, I didn't realize that was the Erev. I already ate it for breakfast, or I ate it last night, or whatever. There's no Erev left. Then you can't cook or bake. But if she already started the cooking and the baking, and then somebody ate the Erev Tafshilin, then go and eat and go and finish off. We're going to stop over here on Beis Hillel, but I just want to go back to the previous Gemara where we said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says you only need one Tashil. So it sounds like that you only need one tafshil. And you remember that Robert asked yesterday, and as we're all aware, we don't just take one tafshil, we always take with it something baked. Like we put a matzah, or you put a bulkala, or a challah, or something. It doesn't say anything about that in our Gemara. So that's the long choices over here at the end. Amar Rava starts in the middle. Hilchos Ketanei Don Ralivet Beisil. Peter Shrash Liv Beisil. The Kama Tavshel Echad. Mamre Benetam. The Lafiyat Tzarech LaArev Gam BePas. Ben Yochel Lafis Al Erev Tavshel Echad. Why the Kaimel and Kreb Lezer? The Amar In Oifen Ela Ala Ofli Vein Mavashen Ela Ala Mavushel. Where was that Gemara? That Gemara was at the beginning of the Perek. If you go back to Tes Vav on the day where the Gemara asked after the Mishnah, what's the Mekor, what's the Asmachta to the din of Eruvah Tafshilin? So first the Gemara brought Shmuel, Zochel, Shem, Shabbos, the Kaddishoy. But then going down 8-10 lines into the wide lines, the Gemara brought a Raya from Ibraisa, the Tana Maisilo Mehocha, Ezeshet Toifu, Eifu v'Ezesh Rebashu v'Hashelu Mikanom Reblazer, Reblazer, Ein Oifen El Ala Ofli Vein Mevashen El Ala Mevushel. You want to be able to cook or bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos, Gizim Tehet. But if you want to bake, there's got to be Ofli, there's got to be something passed from before. Otherwise, says Shelley, Pasnish. You can't go and bake unless you have passed from before. You cannot cook unless you have a Dovra Mavushal from before. Zokteisvis, we paskin like that Reb Lezer, that you have to have both a Tafshul and a Dvar Afia. Then the Toisis goes on for some length with a bit of a dialogue back and forth. Going now to the bottom of the Omid, the Re argued with Rabbeinu Tam, and he felt that, no, we paskin like Ra, like Rava that said Hilchas HaKitani Didon Balibad Beis Hillel, you only need a tavshil and not a pas. But the last two lines of Toisis Umikol Mokan Oymeri Lema'ani Libi Laver Al Divrei Doidi. Rabbeinu Tam was the uncle of the Ri, of Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and the Ri says, even though I disagree with my uncle, Lema'ani Libi, I didn't have the guts to go and paskin against my uncle. The Tzarech Shnei Tavshilin, therefore you need two tavshilin. What means two tavshilim? Pas the tavshil, v'chein amid the bar, and that of course is the minig that you have to have pas the tavshil. So is that in fact the halacha that you have to have pas the tavshil? In the beginning of Tosis, it sounds like only if you want to go and bake. What happens if you're not a baker? You're only a cook. What's the dip? So I took out my Mishnah Berurah, and it says in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin in the Mechaber, Eruv ze oisin oisai, the Eruv that you make, Eruv tashilim, you make the pas v'tavshil. Says Mishnah Berurah, why? Because we paskin l'chatchila, like Rabbeinu Tam, and like the Ri, that we're going to go and have both. However, continues the Mechaber, v'mloi asoi el mitavshil levad. If you didn't put away a challah or a matzah, maybe you didn't have any challahs or matzahs, you only put away a tavshil, b'diavad it's mutar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why? Because Rov Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, and they say that you only need a tavshil. Like the Gemara concluded, says Rava, Hilchasa Ketana Didon, like our Mishnah, Valiyu de Beisil, that you only need a tavshil. But the Chetchila were choishish to the Shita of Tosis to put away a pas and a tavshil. But if you only put away a tavshil, b'diavad, it's okay. Now, what's the halacha if you don't want to bake? You're a cook, not a baker. Says Mishnah Berurah, then ain't tzorach lefois beyond v'rak levasho. The person has no intention of baking. He or she already baked 12 challahs, and he only needed 5, and the other 7 they're putting in the freezer. We don't need any more challahs. Even the chatchila tavshil lechud would be sufficient. You'd only have to put away a tavshil, but as you all know, the custom is one typically puts away a pas and a tavshil together. So if you want to bake, then you definitely need lechatchila, like Rabbeinu Tam, to put away a pas. But b'diavad, if you didn't, you can rely on the other rishonim that disagree with Rabbeinu Tam and learn like the Gemara that tavshil echad is sufficient b'diavad, even if you want to bake. And if you don't intend baking, then even lechatchila you don't have to go and put away a pas. But nevertheless, the minhag is we put away pas every time anyway. Yes, Darius, you have a question.
I just want to confirm tomorrow night, 8:45
p.m. Yeah, any other questions?
I have one question.
Yes.
And the Harvey Aminel is a matter that if you were bishop and Mesid on Shabbos, you should be able to reason. What kind of Harvey Aminel is that?
One second. You're cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You're not cooking from Yom Tov to Chol. Yom Tov to Shabbos. The din of Yom Tov to Shabbos.
You didn't cook Shabbos.
You didn't cook.
If you cook Shabbos.
We're not. That was. Oh, that. More want to bring a raya from there. Then I'm a vash of the Shabbos.
We should be able to eat it if you didn't
permit
it on Shabbos.
Right. The Brayis is telling us the halacha that we have to know that if a person was over on Hilchas Bishul on Shabbos and the maize that he cooked, lo yoichel, you're not going to eat it. If you're asking what's the chiddush, it's not so much a chiddush. We have to know the bottom line. What's the halacha? After all, the chicken and the kugel and the chulent that cooked, they didn't do anything wrong. I did something wrong. Maybe we should put a knas. I shouldn't be able to eat it. But other people should be able to eat it. They didn't do anything wrong. The fish and the meat didn't do anything wrong. So the price and name, if somebody was over Shabbos v'mezid, this becomes like a shikchat. You're not going to eat it, period. Don't even talk about it. Nobody's going to eat it. So now we wanted to extrapolate from that, the same thing should apply to Ruvut HaShilin. The Gemara says, this is a deraisa, and this is a rabbanan, and you can't learn one from the other.